This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A drone strike in Jordan has killed at least three U.S. service members. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The White House says the three American service members were killed in the drone strike, which took place in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. More than two dozen military personnel were also injured. President Biden called it a despicable and wholly unjust attack and says the U.S. will hold those responsible to account. These are the first U.S. fatalities in months of strikes against Iranian-backed militias, which have been attacking U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. There are some 3,000 U.S. forces stationed in Jordan, which is used as a staging base. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Mohammed Shatai appealed on Sunday for international aid to resume for the United Nations agency operating in Gaza Strip after nine donor countries suspended UNRWA funding.
UNRWA provide aid for 1.7 million Palestinians in Gaza.
The United States, which is the agency's largest donor, immediately cut funding over the weekend after a dozen of its employees were accused of taking part in the U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas attack on Israel that ignited the war 4 months ago. Chataye said he was, quote, extremely shocked, describing the measure as extremely dangerous. Israeli forces were engaged Sunday in, quote-unquote, intensive battles in southern Gaza, the army said, as U.S. intelligence chief William Burns met with Israeli, Egyptian, and Qatari officials for ceasefire talks. The Israeli army reported the intensive battles in Gaza's main southern city of Khan Yunis, where it said special forces